Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. We're talking about the assault on the marriage value that we have as Christians by the same-sex marriage proponents. And legal battles are being fought all across the country on this issue. And today our guest is Bishop Harry Jackson from Washington, D.C. Bishop Jackson, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm the pastor of Hope Christian Church in Washington, D.C. area. We have about 3,000 attendees. And I'm an overseer, regional bishop for the North, so Fellowship of International Churches in the Northeast. We have members like Bishop Wellington Boone, who is our presiding bishop. And I also have been the chairman of something called Stand for Marriage, D.C., in which we help organize about 1,200 churches in the D.C. area who have members who live, work, and worship in D.C.
Well, D.C. had a real issue some time back now in which the city council wanted to pass a law which would legitimize same-sex marriage. What steps did you take in Washington, D.C. to try to oppose that idea?
Well, the first thing we did was we organized big rallies in which we came out and said, hey, we don't believe this is right. We had a full-page ad we took out in a local newspaper that asked the council to reconsider. Then after they totally ignored the voice of the people, we decided to get 8 signatories to demand through a legal means that we get a chance to vote. And so we went before the Board of Elections and ultimately to court with this Let the People Vote campaign.
You were looking for a referendum, I assume, that would allow the people to vote on this issue?
Exactly. In D.C., you've got 3 things you can do. A referendum, which recalls a vote, an initiative, which begins a vote or begins a law, rather, and then we have a recall provision where you can recall people from the city council because of they're not being attendant to the voice of the people. So we did both a referendum on the initial laws, and now in court still is a request for an initiative.
Well, when you look at the issue in Washington, D.C., what's the fallout from this? I understand that, for example, a Catholic organization that did adoptions and were helping a lot of families find children and foster children and stuff like that actually said they're no longer in business because of this law. Is that correct?
That is correct. Catholic Charities in D.C. has done amazing work. They minister to somewhere on the order of 15% of the total registered population of the city on a weekly basis. So they pulled out of adoption areas. They also cut back on any benefits for people working within their system for their spouses. And that spousal benefit issue is that in order to prevent giving benefits to gay partners, they had to do that because they felt it violated their commitment as Catholics to first serve Christ and then to serve the city. So it has had major ramifications in the ability of helping organizations to actually carry out their mission in the region.
Well, we only have time for one more question, sir. With that fallout, you would think that publicly and practically people would say, now we got to think this over again. How do you account for the fact in just the next few seconds that 2% of the population, which is homosexual, have such great influence in a place like Washington, D.C.?
Well, it's called lobbying, it's called investing in campaigns, and it's calling making people pay if they don't listen. And I believe that the church has got to do that as well. We have to lobby, we have to invest in political campaigns, and then when people do what they've done today to us, we have to make them pay by voting them out of office.
Well, thank you, Doctor. We are sorry we have to close this program, but God bless you in Washington, D.C., sir.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.